2 Thessalonians 3:1-2 says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith." Paul's words saying, "for all men have not faith," is in the context of biblical faith. And those men who don't have biblical faith fall into what Christians would refer to as false religions. There's the faith of Islam, the faith of Hinduism, and other world religions that are false. There are pseudo-Christian cults that are false faiths like Mormonism and the Jehovah's Witnesses and so forth. Then there are those who believe that there is no God or that knowledge of God cannot be known. They are called atheists and agnostics, and their belief is based upon their interpretation of the evidence, the same way the Christian faith is based upon a different interpretation of that same evidence. Atheism is a faith. And we began our discussion in the previous segment of a link sent to me for WikiHow and the community Q&A question posed, "Do atheists oftentimes have strong faith that there is no God?" And as we said in that previous segment, that question is perfectly posed. Atheists do have strong faith that there is no God. We pick up where we left off in our previous segment with a Luna Rose providing an answer to that question. And she says, quote, "A minority of atheists are very angry, usually because they've seen abuses or ridiculous behavior by religious people and institutions," end quote. Now, first of all, how could Luna know that the number of angry atheists is a minority? And what about the tens of millions of people murdered by atheist communist regimes in the Soviet Union, Cambodia, China, Cuba, and elsewhere? Shouldn't the atheists be turned off by that? But she goes on to say, quote, "But most atheists," again, something she can't know, "are simply comfortable not believing in God for logical reasons, and are happy to accept a vision of a world where goodness is its own reward with nothing waiting for them afterwards," end quote. But in not believing in God for logical reasons, they are still not believing. Atheism is about belief, and it is pure arrogance to pretend that the Christian's choice to believe in God is not also for logical reasons. And about this world where goodness is its own reward, where did the atheist get this idea of goodness? We discussed this in our devotional number 50, titled "The Universal Moral Code," and in other Evidence for God devotionals. But atheists want to borrow concepts that came from God and the Bible, such as that of goodness, and then just run with it. But if an atheist looks at something as good, where did that idea come from? And if there is no moral absolute given by an authoritative being as moral lawgiver, then what scientific law explains such moral standards as good? How does an atheist look at the world and see goodness and know what that even is? The fact is, atheism is a self-defeating faith when it comes to logic. The claim that a minority are angry is not provable. But whatever size the group of angry atheists are, it is among the most nasty people that we ever have had to deal with. Just look at some of the comments left under these videos in places like BitChute and Rumble and other places for examples. But I also know some very calm, not angry atheists and agnostics who try to be reasonable, and I've had some good conversations with those people. And in every case, I hear the same religious basis for their profession of atheism or agnosticism. They believe this, or they don't believe that. They admit they cannot prove that there is no God. And after they spend their time presenting the substance of their argument and the evidence that makes their case, I ask them to read Hebrews 11:1. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And I then explain that their whole case is one of faith. That is the reality of the faith called atheism or the faith called agnosticism. It is based on faith.